Hi, welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
I want to thank you, Lord, so deeply from the very bottom of our hearts, from the very inside of the very marrow of our bones, with every fiber of our being and every cell within us and the life of God that is within us. We give you all the glory. You're in charge. And we trust in the Lord. And it's amazing that if you do those things, that you do not have to worry, because God is in control. Thank you for the word of life and bringing light and faith to everybody. Build us up according to your word in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. You may take your seats. Thank you very much. And wow, what a morning. I tell you, Maud's talking about a prophetic word which I had some time back. I don't always record what dates it happened and where and when, but these things happened. And unlike what the world has to say, I really think people poison their minds by just watching the news. Because after that, you've got to fight your thoughts back to the word of faith. Whereas if you just ignore that, focus on the word, relationship with God. God will protect you. God will look after you. You're guarded by the power of God. You're blessed no matter where you go. God's given his angels charge concerning you. You're more than a conqueror. You have authority and power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all of the power of the enemy, you win every time. If you can believe, say amen. Amen. Now give the Lord a thank offering for that one. Amen. As I want to talk about the power of the blood of Jesus and the very essence of the core of this very covenant that brought us to church and why we all are alive, really alive, because of Jesus. Can you say amen? God loves you all, and thank you for being here this day. This day works as a package. I could never get through this in one shot like this because time is too limited. And what I do in the first session, I've got to repeat in the second and third service. And then that's growing now also. And then from there, we move on to the evening service. And they are quite full these days, 4 weeks in a row now. So expect a lot of people tonight. And we will go to the book of Leviticus Leviticus 17, verse 10. I want to read from Leviticus 17, verse 10. I'm going to talk about, in my opinion, because of what the blood and the blood covenant of Jesus Christ encompasses and means and releases and blesses us with, and is eternal, and the power of the blood, the anointing of the very essence of the nature and character of God that's released through the power of the blood of Jesus towards everybody who believes in Christ. I believe we can really get to the major key of the anointing of the Holy Spirit when we look at this. I continue tonight, and now we are preparing for the Passover. Now, every night after dark, when it's really good dark, I wait till it's properly dark, and I go outside, I walk with my two Rottweilers. They love their evening walk, but I love my prayer walk. And I go out, and I'm looking at the moon at the moment, and I see the moon coming across. And I know that at this moment, at about, let's make it 9 o'clock, the moon sits like where my hand is now, and then it moves over slowly by some 28 degrees per day, goes towards the east. And by Passover, it's full moon. That's why we have Passover at full moon. Good Friday at full moon. And so as we watch the moon, you can take a look tonight. That is a countdown clock of God that are there for signs for the people that indicate times and seasons. And that was the time of the full moon that Jesus also was crucified. So then it says here in Leviticus 17:10. We're talking about the power of the blood of Jesus and tonight and next week. We still prepare, then we have Good Friday. What a day. And whatever man of the house of Israel of the strangers who dwell among you who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. Now, it says here, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Say that again. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And now we'll look at the Hebrew, which is the word nefesh in Hebrew. It's just the word nefesh. But now I also quickly look here at the dictionary right on the spot. It says the breath of life, the ruach, which came from God originally. Life force, the seat of the created nature, emotion, and desire of man as a whole, the self, and the being, the breath of life, the person, the soul. So we see the very first thing, life force. I like that expression, life force, from the dictionary. It says, for the life, do not eat blood, for I will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, B'nai Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Whatever man of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you who hunts and catches any animal and bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out its blood and cover it with dust. For the life, it is the life of all flesh, says Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, the great Creator. For it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life. Its blood sustains its life. Literally keeps its life there. It holds the life and maintains it. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, B'nai Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh, it is its blood. That sentence again. For the life of all flesh is its blood. Oh, one more time. For the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. Now, with that in mind, I'm just going to go to Acts chapter number 15, verse number 20. Always remember to bring your Bible along. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. When you come to the house of the Lord, that we can read these things together. Acts 15, 20. And it says these words, as the apostles say, okay, we're going to speak to the Gentiles. These are the apostles gathering. And they say now, instruction from the apostles to the New Testament church. We write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from porneia, sexual immorality, and from things strangled. Why? Because the blood's still there. It's never escaped. It's strangled. And from blood. Abstain from things strangled and from blood. And again, Acts 15, 29, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you'll do well, said the apostles through the Holy Spirit to the New Testament church. Don't consume, don't eat blood. Very important thing that we see there. And bearing in mind, I didn't mention this at the first service, just shot into my mind right now, all these so-called Dracula, demonically inspired stuff that goes around, and people watch that and they look at that as if it's nothing. It is God judged ages ago, and most certainly those people who drink blood are cut off. It brought many, when I studied the blood of Jesus and I studied on the subject which we're going into now, which connects up to the main key, the essence of the nature, the character of God, the power of God that is made available. This is the number one key of the anointing that I'm busy with now. I walked around, I said, well, you know, there are, like, we always have doctors here in the church, and we have a lot of people always through the Bible school, through since 1986, Bible school people used to ask me always, what about blood transfusion? If you have somebody, you have an accident, there's an operation, they give you blood. And I went and I prayed this week about that, and I then came to the conclusion, and I didn't have to give it any further thought, because Jesus gave his blood as a sacrifice. When you sacrifice your own blood to give life to another person, personally, I don't see any wrong in that. That would be my personal opinion. You can decide for yourself. And I would say to you, decide for yourself. My personal opinion is, it's like a sacrifice. I go and I give blood to help somebody. My life, which is in my blood, is capable of sustaining another life. Can you say amen? Amen. And so that is a sacrifice which I would not hesitate doing for the moment that it is required, but at the same time, there's not a way in the world that I'm going to eat meat and have blood in the meat. I will always make sure that the blood is no more there, and then I eat, and this has been for all the days that I've walked with God. So, dear friends, we need to understand this. This is the way it works. The life of the flesh is its blood. Its blood is connected with the life. Therefore, you may not eat blood. If you do that, you get cut off. And that comes not from me. It comes from God. It comes from God in this here book, the Word of God. As you look at this book, it's what it says. And what it says, I do. I don't ask another question. Can you say amen? Welcome to Little Falls No Compromise Christian Center. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody, right now. Okay. So we see that whatever man of the house of B'nai Israel, or even among the New Testament believers, eats blood, then there are things that are devastating as a result of that. Now, before I read the next verse, which is going to be the book of Hebrews, and we're going to go to chapter number 9, if you want to turn there in advance, let me just talk to you a little bit and just bring a point across here. You know, the Bible tells us in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, if we look at God in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 26, 27, after he had said the words, let us make man according to our image, according to our likeness, and then he creates them, and then we go to Genesis chapter number 2, and there in verse 7, we read that God says, and God created man from the dust of the earth. He formed man, he fashioned man. The Hebrew actually explains literally to shape, like you would with pottery, to shape, to fashion, to shape. And God created man from the dust of the earth, and he blew into his nostrils the breath of life. Okay? Neshama Chayim. He blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. That word, again, same word as nefesh, means the life force of God went into Adam, and that life force filled his every all, so to speak. Let me explain. If you say, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Well, the breath of God is called Ruach, from which we have Ruach HaKodesh, holy breath, holy spirit, it's also translated blast, puff of wind, breath, turbulence, air, but breath of God. So it would be Ruach HaKodesh, holy breath, unreserved into the nostrils of Adam. This is the Almighty God creating man in his image and likeness. So he blows into the nose of Adam the breath of life. Now, if we think about it technically, we can obviously see it would go through the nostrils and then hit the lungs that would possibly now be filled with the breath of God. And immediately the heart would start pumping because God is now doing that. He's giving that life. And the heart would now begin to circulate this blood to every part of what man is, what you are. Everything of you has to be in touch with your blood. And that blood sustains, it is your life. I don't know of any person that walks around without blood. Nothing can live without blood. Blood sustains a life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. It is its life. So therefore, when God blew into the nostrils of Adam the breath of life, it spread that life all the way through his entire system. If I take a string and I bind off, let's say, my pinky, my small finger, all together, that there cannot be any further circulation. Wouldn't take long. This finger will have gangrenous, become gangrenous and gangrene, and will drop off, just drop off, because it must have blood. Blood sustains its life. The life is in the blood. So blood has to go to every little cell. And there it functions in various ways, of which we can say much, but not now. Point is that when the breath, the Ruach HaKodesh, which is Hebrew for the breath of God or the Holy Spirit, was in the face, blew in the face from God Almighty. Can you think of that moment? God going, releasing. He's called the Father of Spirits, the Father of Lights, and the Father of Spirits. And the moment he gives that life to Adam, Adam becomes alive. There is absolutely no sin present whatsoever. His image, his likeness, there it is. It's the first man called Adam. Eve would follow. And now we know that both of them would just light up in what the Jewish translations and the ancient manuscripts tell you is the what is called the Shekinah glory. And the Shekinah glory really is the dwelling glory or the resting glory, and moreover, the visible that you can see. The Shekinah, you can see. Glory of God. So that meant that both of those people, the ancient manuscripts tell us very quickly, they lit up, they were like lamps that were burning. They didn't even know that they were naked. They were just glowing with light. There were light all over them and around them, and God had complete fellowship with them. And it was almost like when Jesus went to the Mount of Transfiguration and his face lit up like the sun. And in a moment they saw his glory, Peter, James, and John, on the Mount of Transfiguration. And God said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him, follow him, listen to him, obey him." Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah. This is him. And so the moment they lit up in the glory, it was like in visions that I've seen in the past, I've seen angels, and they look like lightning, the color of lightning. In one case, the one I could make out the skin tone, it was beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. This angel that appeared, and even the hair, everything about them, they light up. They're like lightning bolts. And so that's why sometimes in Hebrew they refer to a shaft of light when an angel comes down from heaven. A shaft of light. It's just a Hebraistic kind of cultural expression, ancient expression, shaft of light. So imagine two people that look like the lamps that are above your head. Two people that shine like lightning bolts, and there's just glory everywhere. This is the manifest presence of God, and they are now living souls. They are living in the dimension of the divine given nefesh. Life force means the word. Life force. So the life force creates them in a way that we have a spirit. God has a spirit. We live in a body and we possess a soul. And by conversion, we start working on it and we develop the mind of Christ. We look at the world not as the world looks at the world. Beloved, do not be troubled by the world, but rather keep your focus on Jesus. I had a glorious time these past 2 weeks. I was with God very much these past 2 weeks. And in this time that I've gone through, I was aware of His presence very much over this period that God said, I want you to get ready for the Passover and connect that to the life force of my anointing upon their lives. Let them understand these things. And so I went on a research trail, and this journey took me to where we are now. Now do listen to me. If I read to you and say to you that when we talk about Christ, we're talking of a person whose mother was a virgin, upon whom the Holy Spirit came, and the Virgin Mary from the house of David, and Joseph also from the house of David. Both of their lineages come from the house of David. Now, they're from Judah, David, therefore they've got to go to Bethlehem or Bethlehem to be registered at the time of the birth of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb of God was the blood of God there. And so we know that when He gave His blood, He was busy giving His life. Hence the picture we have behind us, the power of the life of Jesus Christ. Now, I have so much the year of it. I got so much to tell you, I could keep you here for the whole holiday. But let me just say this to you. Can you for a moment think the connection between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the life force of the blood of Jesus? Can you for a moment think that when we have communion and He gives His blood and you partake in the cup and the bread, you are literally taking in the life force of God? Let me just say this to you, because my time is short in the first session and the second session. Let me say this to you. There is no reason under the sun that God created and all of the universe, there is no reason in the entire creation why you should be worried about a curse when you have at your availability at all times, if you can believe, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a good praise offering. There is no reason why you should focus on sickness and disease and curses and shortages of money and this, that, and the other. Rather, focus yourself on Jesus, because there is power in the blood of Jesus, and you have a covenant with God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I tell you, Reinhard Bonnke, one that preached a message, just one drop of the blood of Jesus. Just one drop of the blood of Jesus. And I want to tell you, it's the number one key to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let me take you to something. Let's go here, because time chases us in the morning. It's always like that. Hebrews chapter number 9. By now, I'm sure everybody's found it. Hebrews chapter number 9. I told you about that earlier on. And verse 14, I'm reading, where it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience. Let me say that in Afrikaans, gewete. Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Sin in the New Testament, often called dead works, there's a big reason for it, because Christ paid for our sins on the cross. Cleanse your conscience. If we confess our sins, he, 1 John 1:9, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not some, all of it. The price has been paid. So the devil cannot give you anything. He can't tell you about a curse on the family and it's going to go bad with the economy. Listen, nothing can happen to you if it's not permitted from above. Because you happen to be the body of Christ. You have the Holy Ghost. Christ has bought you with his blood. You are blessed. Give the Lord a praise offering. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, I think I'm just going to start preaching now. Very soon now, I'm going to go on fire. And then when I take fire, I think we'll close the service after tonight's service, maybe. Hallelujah. Everybody say, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, it's your strength. It's your life force. Everybody say, life force. I love that. I love that dictionary definition that we find there. Okay, now. Ek raak so opgewonde, ek verloor amper my plek hier, so maar nie heeltemal nie. Amen. It's like you see a verse, and you walk up and down, and I'm just counting time, Lord, how far is Sunday away? 2 days. Oh, Lord, that's far, far too far in the future. Now I look at the clock again and say, Lord, how many days? Oh, you got 1 day. Lord, why are we not in church already? Because there is power. Power, wonder-working power for you and for me in the blood of Jesus. Oh, did you see this, that, and the other? God, what's going to happen to the economy? God takes care of you, dear friends. Look at the birds, look at the lilies of the field, said Jesus in Matthew chapter number 6. And your heavenly Father so takes care of them all. Do you not think God is very capable of taking care of your needs also? Do you believe me? If you believe me, give Jesus a praise offering right now. Amen. Woo. Man. Wow. That's right. Might as well stand because I'm going to close with one more verse. I'm going to close with one more verse. You praise the Lord. And you know what? If you fly home because of that, that's okay. Amen. I read the final verse. Now may God, the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, how did he bring our Lord Jesus from the dead? Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. That everlasting covenant blood, if you believe today, is going to bring you out of any grave. Let me tell you, give him another praise offering right now. Hallelujah. Make you complete in every good work. I got to stop because I think I'm going to start preaching now and time's running out. I'll carry on tonight. I got some things to say. Amen. How many of you got faith for the future? Let me see quickly now. How many of you just blessed? We're definitely blessed. Let me see your hands right now. For sure. Father, I bless the people of God. And I know today we're on a thing here. This is going to be a big Passover. And Father, we thank you for Good Friday. And what we'll celebrate on that day and Resurrection Sunday. All of this is just so incredible. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.